Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. Steve Miggs, I know you and I both enjoyed some traffic over the weekend.
Yes. I hate Seattle traffic. Can I just say that? I absolutely despise Seattle traffic. Why do we shut every freeway down the entire weekend? And then you give y'all, here's a side street to take when every freaking car is taking the same side streets.
So I gave myself an extra 30 minutes knowing that there was a closure on I-5 and I needed to go all the way to Tacoma on Saturday to do an event with Mike from the men's room. And so I'm like, okay, an extra 30 minutes, that should be fine. It took me more than 3 hours to get from Stanwood to Tacoma. It was a disaster. And I had to pee really bad. So I was like having a small panic attack. Like, what are you going to do?
Well, that just happened to me recently. What you have to, I don't know what the ladies have to do, but us fellas sometimes just need to grab a bottle out of our car.
No.
It happened when we were all meeting, when Danny, we were going to meet up for the Linkin Park concert.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic was awful.
Uh-oh.
So I'm in traffic and now it takes you down like, you know, Marginal Way and through the stadium district, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to make it to the bar where I'm meeting up with Danny because I just know. You know how you know, I hit that moment where I'm like, it's going to happen. So now I'm looking around my car, like, what do I have? And I found a water bottle. And I was like, okay, this is what I got to do. And so I...
Wow.
I did what I had. Dan, have you ever had to do this?
No.
Oh, great. Why am I sharing this? You know, and that's never happened to me, Taryn. Traffic sucks.
I've never actually used the... I will always just pull off to the side of the road.
You know, that probably would have been smarter.
It's fine.
Especially when I decide to do it. So now I'm like, I'm exposing myself in my car.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
So some like, people are into that, Steve.
Yeah, but I don't need to be that guy. And I realized when I started to do this, I grabbed like a hoodie to put it over. Just say I'm like... Because... At that moment, people are going to the Mariners game.
Yeah.
So now I'm stuck at a red light, like, just in there. And people are walking by my car, plain as day. I'm like, thank goodness I was covering myself.
So then did you throw the water bottle at the Rockies fans?
Yes, of course I did. That's exactly how you do it. I'm like, you guys suck. Take this.
Local radio host and pro wrestler Steve Miggs arrested for indecent exposure.
It was so embarrassing. I was like, you know, I should have just went off to somewhere else. But I was like, I got to go. I was at that red light. I'm like, it's going to go.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Pretty much. So, yes, Taryn, answer your question.
Traffic sucks.
Traffic sucks. And I have no idea how females would be able to handle that in the car. You have to probably get out and just squat,
no, we
pop just, a squat.
We carry a funnel around as well as an empty water bottle. Time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, it's National Coffee Day. You're picking one coffee place to go to. Here's your chance to give them a shout-out. Tyron Daly, where are you going?
Shelby's Shot Shack.
Shelby's Shot Shack?
Yes.
Do they
Shelby's
only serve
awesome.
Coffee?
Yeah, well, they have a bunch of stuff. They even have little chapstick holders that are shaped like little tiny coffee cups. And okay, I awesome. Had to get myself one of those. But she's got great coffee. I love Shelby.
Yeah, I got to give. I have a couple. One's Rescue Me. I love that place. It's in Puyallup right on Main Street. They're awesome. But then there's another. It's kind of a chain. And our friend Rachel Barley is now the one running them.
All right, guys. Good vibes only. Don't forget it.
Good Vibes Espresso, baby.
That's a great name.
And it's so good. Their coffee's amazing as well. Danny, who are you giving a shout out to?
Ooh.
Starbucks.
No, honestly, I will have to go. I can't even think of a coffee place. So yeah, Starbucks.
I have to say, every time I see you, you're never drinking anything other than Starbucks.
That's also fair. So oh, yeah, good local coffee shop, Starbucks coffee.
Fingers crossed they can keep it going.
They're
an up and comer.
I don't know. They closed down two Starbucks stores in West Seattle this week, guys.
Oh, and then you got the one that closed over in Capitol Hill as well.
There's a lot closing, and I was like, where am I supposed to go? Oh, just go down the street. There's another one.
Hey, how about the AL West champions, the Seattle Mariners? It was a rough weekend as far as, I mean, look, they didn't win any of the games. That was not any fun. I guess it was cool to see Clayton Kershaw. He's wrapping up his career, 18 seasons in baseball. He pitched a real good game yesterday as the Mariners lost 6-1. But now we know what's going to happen for your Seattle Mariners. They're not playing during the wild card series. So their next game will be happening here in Seattle on October 4th at T-Mobile Park, taking on the winners of either Cleveland or Detroit in the AL Divisional Series.
All right, let's go.
Let's go, Mariners.
Well, speaking of the Mariners, because of their playoff schedule, it's going to maybe force some changes of the Seahawks home game kickoff schedule. So the Seahawks and Mariners are both hosting games on Sunday, October 5th, and possibly again on Monday, October 20th. So there's a conflict there. They may be pushing back the kickoff time for our football games up to like 90 minutes, 150 minutes, something like that.
Why? Traffic's never bad.
It's going to be fine.
Like both games play at the same time.
Everything's fine.
I did see something like one of the news reports like, look, they are literally next door neighbors. Like there is like almost no separation between those two stadiums, which of course we know. But yeah, traffic will be a nightmare. But I don't think anyone's complaining if you're a Seattle sports fan.
Not at all. Take the light rail. You'll be fine.
Oh, is that what we're going to do?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a bathroom in the light rail? There isn't.
I think so.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
NFL Network also is reporting, speaking of the Seahawks, there's a chance that Reek Woolen will be traded before the trade deadline because, well, he hasn't had a standout season like he once did when he was a rookie. His sophomore season was all that great. This year, some highs, some massive lows as well. And also, they're just full of depth in that position. So
oh, yeah.
I think if there was someone that you could use for a trade bait, Reek Woolen would be the guy.
Absolutely. My Cougars, we're now 3-2 with a 20-3 win over Colorado State this past weekend, which was very exciting. Zevi Eckhouse threw for 189 yards and two scores, and our defense absolutely dominated with four sacks and nine tackles. On the flip side, though, Ohio State handed the Huskies their first loss on the year, 24-6. And you know what?
You're glowing right now while you're saying
that. I
decided
to do a drinking game on Saturday.
Okay.
I took a shot every time the Huskies could not convert on third down, and I got wasted, man.
Yeah, man.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Oh, here, real quick. Somebody wanted to let you know you need to get a shiwi.
Oh, I have one of those.
What the hell
I
is that?
I have one of those. It changes your anatomy a little bit as a lady.
All right.
It very easy to use the bathroom outdoors or anywhere, really.
And here's my favorite text of the morning. Steve, I was in traffic in my work truck. I filled a 64-ounce bottle.
Oh, no.
Hey, tonight's Monday Night Football. It's a doubleheader. First, you got the Jets taking on the Miami Dolphins, and then it's the Bengals and the Broncos. As far as weather, a little rain today. It's going to be a high of 64 degrees. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Carla Well Knight is a 70-year-old woman who's been in the news because she's been battling this very aggressive form of breast cancer. But recently, she got to go and see her all-time favorite band, and that band is Nine Inch Nails. So how was that experience for Carla? We're going to chat with her at 6:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Steve Miggs, my mom is about to turn 70 years old, and I can guarantee you she cannot name one song by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, she doesn't like Closer?
No, she doesn't. But for one 70-year-old woman from Arizona named Carla Well Knight, Nine Inch Nails is her absolute favorite all-time band. And last week, Carla got to see them in concert for the very first time. Carla, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you. I saw you were all over the news. Everyone's talking about how you went to the Nine Inch Nails show, and also you rock a Nine Inch Nails tattoo as well.
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
So, Carla, how did you manage to get yourself into Nine Inch Nails in the first place?
I like all kinds of music. And probably 3 decades ago, mm-hmm. I heard Linkin Park. They opened the door up to rock to me. Before that, I was really into jazz.
That's like two different styles of music. Like, what was it about Linkin Park that you're like, this hits me?
Well, the beat.
Yeah.
I like anything that makes me move. It had some complication. It wasn't boring.
Yeah.
And the harmonies and everything. I just really took to them, and once I discovered them, I discovered a whole new genre of wonderful music. Like, I love Korn, which is one of my favorites,
yes.
and Perfect Circle, you know, Tool, the usual rock stuff, and it just fulfills me, it makes me very happy, even though most of the time the subject matter is depressing.
Yep.
I don't really pay much attention to the lyrics. I listen more just to the music part of it. It's like Nine Inch Nails is my favorite band, and I couldn't tell you the words to most of the songs.
I'm the same way. Lyrics, I mean, I kind of know what they're saying, but sometimes I'll like actually zone in and pay attention to some of the lyrics. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is a very depressing song, but it's so like upbeat and rocking, like it hit me in a different way.
Yeah, that's what it does to me. Also, like, really gotten into a Dream Theater.
Yes.
A little prog metal.
I love Dream Theater. I just like complicated stuff.
So at this point, Taryn, are you going to try and sell her on Rush and Primus?
Carla's my new best friend, Steve, obviously. And if you're just joining us, we're chatting with Carla Well Knight, 70 years old. You're from Arizona, and you got to see your all-time favorite band, Nine Inch Nails, Floor Seats. And Carla, I want to give everyone a little bit more of your backstory in case they don't know. You have been battling an aggressive form of breast cancer. And thanks to an AARP program called Wish of a Lifetime, you got hooked up with this concert experience. How was that, working with that organization for you? How did that all shake loose?
Well, it worked. It was seamless, actually, because one of the women that work here where I live, she knew of my love of Nine Inch Nails, and she's the one that sent a letter off and an application to Wish of a Lifetime, and they thought, well, this is different. How many 70-year-old women we know and are in the rock? And the concert was just coming up in a couple of weeks. The seats I had on the floor, I was probably 20 feet away from Brent.
Wow.
I know. I wanted a big hug.
Oh.
Has Trent or any of them, like, I mean, your story has gone national. Like, I've seen it all over, like, music websites and publications. Has Nine Inch Nails caught wind of you being there? Or have you heard anything about that?
No, no. And nor do I expect them to. I mean, he's very professional, and he's probably got hundreds of requests.
Oh, he's not too professional to give Carla a hug. Come on, we got to make that happen.
I would love that.
Carla, if you don't mind, we need to play a quick song, but we would really like to chat a bit more about you because you just love all things rock, and we're fascinated about that. And also, we want to hear a little more about your battle with breast cancer.
Sure thing.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Are just joining us this morning, we are chatting with Carla Well Knight. And Carla is in the news because she, at 70 years old, is sadly battling a very aggressive form of breast cancer, but last week got to see her all-time favorite band.
Which rules?
Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails.
Carla, who did you take to the show with you?
Well, I took a friend because I'm in a wheelchair and with oxygen and stuff. So I took a friend that could push me around and get me around.
We had a guy around here that sometimes would get notoriety because at concerts, somehow he would get people to pick him up and he would crowd surf in his wheelchair. If given the opportunity, oh, Carla, would you have done that?
No.
Well, Carla,
you could have got that hug from Trent, though.
You rock harder than all of us, Carla. You are just awesome and inspirational, and we wish you absolutely all the best and F cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. This it took my husband, it took my brother out recently, and now it's taking me. Last year I was on all the chemo and everything, and I then just decided I'm done. I've lived a full life. I'm very content and happy, and I'm just letting it run its course. And my biggest thing now is my daughter's getting married at the end of October, and my goal is just to be alive.
Yeah.
Once the wedding gets past, I don't care. Honestly, I'm done. I'm ready, and I'm really at peace with it. I'm just very thankful and with all that I've had in my life. I've had a wonderful life. So I want to have what they call a good death. That's my goal, to fade out and just for my friends and family just to know that I went the way I wanted to go. And the hospice people have told me that I will be painless. They've got, a litany of drugs to keep me from feeling any pain. Wow. So I'm like, bring it on then. I'll take those.
And crank the playlist in the background.
Absolutely. That's one of my requests is when I'm on my way out. I have one of those old iPods. Yep. I know those are ancient anymore, but my iPod, I listen to it all the time. And I told them I want that turned on and playing.
Is there a certain song that you absolutely want to have playing?
I've been thinking about that for quite some time, and there isn't one yet. I'm still thinking about it.
And is there any way we could convince your daughter to have Nine Inch Nails play her wedding so you could see them one more time?
Wouldn't that be great?
And now they're going to dance to Closer.
Carla, we send you all the love in the world, and we thank you so much for sharing your story and your love of music with us. Big hugs, and we just wish you nothing but the best.
Well, I appreciate talking with you, and just be kind to everyone.
Yep.
Just you don't know what anyone's going through, so the best thing to do is to look people in the eyes and smile, and that will help a lot of people. And you won't even know, you won't realize how you've helped somebody out by doing the most simple things, by just smiling at them.
Well, just talking to you, I feel like it just gives such a massive, like, big picture perspective just on life in general. And you just seem like such an incredible person. And if you do think of the song, please let us know what song it is. I'm just so fascinated by that because that's something, you know, sometimes you don't know when that time is and when you're going, and to have like that kind of piece to where you can kind of like coordinate like something as silly as music, but music is so important to so many of us. I would just find that so interesting to know what kind of music you would want to listen to.
Well, when my brother died, I had two songs picked out, and one was by Opeth.
Right.
And the other one was from a Gentle Giant. Not a lot of people know who Gentle Giant is.
I know Opeth, but I don't know Gentle Giant.
They were a 70s band that Adam and I were very, I loved them to pieces. So I had two songs picked out for him. So I'll work on two songs for me.
What are you leaning towards?
I like some of the older Nine Inch Nails, like off of, like I love the song The Wretched. But I don't think that's quite.
I don't know. If we're
just spitballing here, you know.
I love the song on The Fragile.
Yeah,
The Fragile is my favorite album. I like Trent when he's battling his demons. His newer stuff is good, but it runs a little poppy for me. I still love him.
Yeah, I think like Something I Can Never Have might be one of my, that song always just crushes me every time I listen to one of his earlier songs. But it's just like when he's wearing his heart on his sleeve, you're just like, whoa, this is some heavy stuff.
That's a good one. That is very good.
Well, Carla, thank you for reminding us that music is medicine. And thank you for taking the time to chat with us about your insane experience on the floor with Nine Inch Nails.
Well, thanks for talking with me. I've enjoyed it. Take care.
Bye, Carla.
Take care.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Who out there feels confident that they could beat Steve? This man's record is 306 wins, 97 losses, and 85 ties so far in 2025. You can pick up the phone and call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to try and beat Migs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.